Hi, my name's Keith Webb. I'm one of the directors of Pyrovision and the pyrotechnic designer for this year's Virgin Money Fireworks concert.
Keith, thank you very much for joining us. So, once again, the spectacular finale to the Edinburgh Festival summer season will be the Virgin Money Fireworks concert on Sunday, the September the 2nd, beginning at 9 p.m. Obviously, you've done the concert for a number of years now. Do you still feel the same sort of excitement looking forward to the concert each year?
I do. If anything, as I've got older, it's become more and more exciting. I realise what an event it is for the people of Edinburgh and the vast crowds that come in. And the people that not only come in to see a typical firework display, but some real aficionados that are down there that understand the music, and fireworks are becoming more prevalent on our TV and people now expect something better rather than a sort of typical November the 5th. So the pressure is on every year to take it to the next level, to create new sequences, to try and create new developments in fireworks, in how they look visually, how they work, and the technology as well. How we fire fireworks has come on leaps and bounds. It wasn't so long ago that we were wandering around lighting fireworks with burning tapers, but computers have now sort of stepped in to synchronize and make patterns of fireworks flow. So it, every year it's a new challenge. There's always something that's pushing the boundaries.
Can you give us an idea of the scale of the Virgin Money Fireworks concert, the number of fireworks used, the time you'll spend, just to, for perhaps people who never experience it, just like a glimpse into the amount of effort and time and skill that goes into preparing the night?
I think we did some calculations sort of last year, and it was something like 300 man hours or something to produce this, the show. It takes me on average about 2 weeks of just randomly listening to the music and letting that sort of sink into my head, as it were, before I actually then sit down for another 10 days 14 days and actually put pen to paper and actually design the show. I normally then leave it to kind of let it gel and sort of settle a bit, and then I'll come back and then I'll very much fine tune. So we're now already talking 4, perhaps 5 weeks of sort of design work, even before it goes into our workshop stage, where all the fireworks are brought in together. A lot of the fireworks they use might be an individual firework, but we have to put them into a group of fireworks. We have to pyrotechnically sequence them so that during the show what you see is a random series of colours, or a very precise series of colours, say in terms of Virgin Red in particular. That all that work has to be done in our workshops, and that takes a team of 4 or 5 guys a whole month to produce, even before we get here. Once we're on site, there's normally a crew of a core crew of about 15 people with some local crew from a local Edinburgh company that help us put the show in and take the show out. So on some days as many as 20 people, and we're up here for 8 days. So you get the idea of the complexity and the intensity, and the show has to go in. We can't phone you guys up at the last minute and say, oh, Brian, we're not quite ready yet. We've got a few more, the show has to go in. So if we're behind, if it's a 24-hour shift, then so be it,
That's got to one final question. For someone who'd never been to the Virgin Money Fireworks concert, could you just perhaps one or two things that might, why do you think it's a must-see occasion, particularly for families? Because I know it's a very popular family occasion as well.
Because it's a very uncharacteristic firework display. The music has a huge element to it. The music tells a story, and the firework, in effect, is like the pictures within a book. The music is telling a story, but the fireworks are showing you the pictures within the book as well. The castle, you can't really go wrong. It's an iconic vision. It's probably the biggest natural amphitheatre in the world. You've got a high street where there's only half of it there. So you've got this huge sort of viewing area from the audience. And people just, after talking to people after previous shows, people are so captivated by the fact that we can move colours around the castle, we can change tempo within the castle, all within the music, and we're not drowning the music out with fireworks. We're totally in sympathy. And you've only got to look at previous video footage within the crowd, and you see those people react. You hear them react, the oohs and the ahs and sighs when we do things. I don't think I've met anybody that's come along to the event previously and sort of said, I didn't like it, or I didn't get what you were talking about.